Good morning. You can turn your Bibles to Philippians. Philippians chapter 1.
About this conference, how can it be that, you know, we're taking off work or coming every night after we work all day? I mean, that's just hard. And some of you may not get it, may not understand. Why is everybody going to this much trouble? It's because you haven't got in on this great thing. You need to get involved.
That's right.
We can be here and we can look around and, you know, man, that guy's weird. I mean, he passes out tracks everywhere he goes. They're crazy. He's talking to people he doesn't know. But that's because you haven't gotten involved in giving the gospel.
Amen.
And I think that's sad. Because not every Christian is part of the fellowship in the gospel.
Yeah.
Now every Christian has the fellowship of faith because they believed on Jesus Christ and they're saved. And we have fellowship in that sense. But beyond that, there may be no fellowship.
Yeah.
If you're not in the gospel. If you're not doing something for the gospel.
That's
there's
right.
No fellowship in the gospel. We need to get in this fellowship. This fellowship is important for you to get in on.
Amen.
If you're not in on this fellowship, if you're not doing anything for the gospel's sake, then you need to jump in.
Yeah.
You need to get involved. You need to figure out what is important in your life. Because this is what it comes down to. The fellowship in the gospel is important because that is what your life is about. You see, Paul, when he got saved, he understood there's nothing more important in my life than the gospel. And the truth is, for the Christian, there is nothing more important than the gospel. There's nothing more important than for us to get the gospel to those people who do not know the gospel. Look at what he says in verse 5. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. You know, I think the reason we have these mission conferences and we get together and revive ourselves and we talk about the gospel and we talk about going and we talk about preaching is because we want the gospel to be continued. We want this fellowship to continue.
Amen.
You know, Paul could say something about this church. He said, y'all have been in fellowship with me from the first day until now.
Yeah.
Y'all been faithful in this fellowship. Y'all continued in it. And I think that is what this church wants. And that is why we have mission conferences every year.
Right.
Because we want the gospel to be continued. We want it to continue. We want this fellowship to keep going.
Yep.
Now I think it's great that this church can say it's been in the fellowship of the gospel from the first day until now. I think that's great.
Amen.
What a testimony.
Amen.
We've been in the gospel from the first day until now. 38 years. Wow. It's been great. But it's not over.
Amen.
It's not done.
It's right anymore.
There's still things to be done. There's still people who do not know. There's still need. There's still workers needed. There are still givers needed. There are still things that are needed. And it's not over yet.
That's right.
There needs to be a continuance in this gospel. And this is why we get together. To remind those who have been doing, to keep doing. I mean, we need this every year. Because we're doing, but we think, okay, maybe now it's time to retire, maybe now it's time to throw in the towel, maybe now it's time we can just let somebody else do. No! We gotta continue!
Amen.
From the first day until the end, that's what we want our testimony to be. We want Jesus to say, you endured, you were in the gospel from the first day until the end. That's our desire. So those who are doing, keep doing.
Amen.
Let's not give up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we see, don't we? We see people falling all around us. We see people giving up. We see people that are just not doing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
remind ourselves, that's not us. We are not those who go off and go astray. We're not those who give up. We're going to keep on doing it. And I think the reason we do this, have mission conferences every year, is to tell people who aren't doing, start.
That's right. Amen.
People who aren't doing, you're not fellowshipping the gospel. You have no fellowship in the gospel. You are not partakers of public grace. You are not partakers of this great thing, this great work. If you're not doing it, you're not a partaker of it. We need to join this group. This is the greatest work there is. This is the greatest work you could possibly be in. This is the greatest thing you can. This is the greatest opportunity you have in your whole life. It's not to work for some great company. You can work for God.
Amen.
And if you aren't doing anything, you need to suffer.
Yeah.
You see, there's a call for every Christian, every person who's saved, every person who knows the gospel, there's a call for you to get in this work.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what you have to do. I don't know what call God tells you to do. But I know it's to get the gospel out. Whether you stay and you give and you pray, whether you go and you preach and you give, whatever you do, you need to be in the gospel. This is the most important thing. Paul had a great, great fellowship with these people, with this church. And it's all because they had fellowship in the gospel with him from the first day until now. Is this our goal as a church?
Yes.
I think it is. And I think that's why we have mission conferences every year. That's why we're here. That's why we're gathered. That's why we're here more this morning. Because we want to get the gospel out.
Amen.
That's why we go to the effort to send out missionaries and to support them. Because we want the gospel to get out. And we want to have fellowship in that gospel. That's why we are preaching in Mexico and in Poland. And there's preachers in other places. Because we want the gospel to get out. There's that fellowship. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to fellowship. We're here to spend time together with people who have the same common goal as we.
Amen.
And we want to ignite some more people who may not have that goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Some people who have not seen that vision, some people who still aren't on fire for the Lord, who aren't on fire to do these things, our goal is to ignite.
Yeah.
And I just want to read a few verses there in chapter 2 of Philippians. He says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. You know, this is what it's all about. Being of a like mind. He says this is what it's about. Being together, being in the unity of love and a goal of getting people the gospel. This is what this church is about. And I think we've seen it in the past, but I don't think it's time that we just let it fall apart. It's time to keep going, to persevere. Then he talks about Timothy in verse 19. He says, but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. This is what we're looking for. We're looking for this church to get united. For this church to be like-minded. For this church to remember the fellowship in the gospel. To get all on one accord and to be out for the gospel. And to give ourselves all for the gospel. Looking for one another's blessings. The Philippians They looked for blessing for Paul. And they wanted to be partakers in Paul's ministry. And so they gave to Paul. And then Paul was looking for their benefit. We read down in chapter 4. Verse 17. Paul says, "Not because I desire a gift, but I desire a fruit that may abound to your account." Amen. This is the missionary's goal. We want to see fruit, and we do everything to see fruit, and it abounds not only to the missionaries, not only to those that are out in Poland. That fruit abounds to all who are partakers in
right.
His ministry.
Amen.
That fruit is abounding in all of us. That fruit
Amen.
Is from all of us, and we're all partakers in that if we are in the fellowship in the gospel. So I think this mission conference is just a reminder that we are partaking in the greatest work there is, because it's the work of the gospel. This mission conference is to remind us that there is joy with all of us because we have one mind. We are like-minded. We have one desire, one goal, and that's to get the gospel to people who have not heard.
Amen.
And this mission conference is to light up new fire.
Yeah.
Those who have not been doing and are not in the Word and are not partakers need to see the importance of it and the need for them to be in it and to get in, to jump in and start taking part in the greatest thing there is to be a part
of. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing number 68.
Amazing. I think, really? It's been that long? I just can't imagine.